Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. It is that time again for Atlanta Business Radio, a TIE Atlanta special edition. Today's Thursday, the third day of September 2015, and I'm Ryan McPherson, your host, and seated in the studio to me are two exciting guests who are going to be talking about TIE Atlanta and how they are involved with that organization. First, let me introduce Sue Bolke. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Sue?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Very good. And tell us a little bit about your business that you're in and what brought you to TIE Atlanta.
Well, I'm currently working for Penton, which is the largest private B2B information provider. We work with 16 million business professionals, connecting them with the information they need, with each other, in communities, with training, with events, with data, and with software tools to do what they need to do. But that's the latest stop on my career journey, which has been really working at a wide range of companies. I've been an entrepreneur. I've been an intrapreneur for companies starting and turning around activities. And I've also just worked in classic corporate jobs. So I've had a great deal of variety. And I think it's that variety that made TIE appeal to me, because we really work with companies in all of those stages, from, you know, someone in the ideation phase, thinking about starting a business, the new entrepreneur, the successful entrepreneur, the mid-sized company facing all kinds of decisions, and large corporations also participate. And we're all really motivated to give back to the business community in Atlanta.
You have to be. And someone like yourself, who's had a wide variety of career experiences, bringing that element to TIE Atlanta is probably very beneficial for them and their organization, and certainly can lean on you for some inside information.
Well, and, you know, beneficial to me, because I believe that, you get back what you give. So to the extent you help people, they help you. Right. And, you know, we create a better place to live in Atlanta and more economic wealth. And that's really what TIE's about.
Very nice. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that in detail here in just a few minutes. Let's also introduce our other guest in the studio, Amin Sadruddin.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
All right. Welcome back to the studio.
Thanks. Nice seeing you, Ryan.
Yeah. How many times is this for you on the show?
Three, four.
Yeah, we'll give you your own show one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days.
Yeah. Very good. But he is program director for TIE Atlanta.
Right.
And how long have you been working with TIE Atlanta?
So this is my first full year. It'll be my first full year. And that's my role is program director. But I like to, you know, consider myself a community servant for the entrepreneurial community here in Atlanta. My role with TIE is to put on, you know, great programming, and connecting our TIE Atlanta members with our great TIE charter mentors like Sue here, mm-hmm. who have, you know, a passion of giving back, helping early stage startups, late stage startups, even corporate startups. And then in a nutshell, what TIE is about is that it's for entrepreneurs being mentored by amazing serial entrepreneurs.
Okay. So. That's good. So if you're an entrepreneur out there trying to take it to the next level, TIE Atlanta would be a great partner for you.
Correct. Yeah. Right. And it just ties well with our mission as well. Like Sue mentioned, our mission is to educate and mentor entrepreneurs at any stage or industry. So we're not just heavily tech focused. We appeal to the vast landscape of entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurship can happen anywhere. For example, one of our high schoolers and companies that we mentored was a waterproofing insulation company.
Okay, that's so, very professional service, very labor intensive.
But it's waterproofing.
Yeah,
I mean, you see how vast it is, right?
Yeah.
So that, I mean, it's just entrepreneurship can be ignited and sparked anywhere, and that's the great thing about it. So, I mean, it's just fun having that that gesture of giving back, like Sue said, and helping other people to, you know, get to their entrepreneurial greatness.
Now, do you have an entrepreneurial background yourself?
I am a marketing major, communications major. I'm intrigued by startups, but I'm learning, right?
Right.
So I'm around the greatest people I can be to learn of how to basically go into building a startup and knowing how to get funding and how to actually get customers and just so on forth through the timeline.
And so maybe one day you might take a journey down entrepreneurial road, but in the meantime, you're just enjoying being in that ecosystem of seeing others develop their businesses.
Right, right.
You're learning from them. What are some of your personal things you've seen that are some of the challenges or common mistakes that young entrepreneurs make?
That's, yeah. So it's fun, like you said, with being, you know, engaging with these great entrepreneurs. Some of the challenges I guess I've seen is a lot of folks don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is the starting point, because they have the idea, but sometimes they need to recognize who they are as a person, whether they're a builder, whether they're a seller. And that's where Ty kind of comes in and helps you vet that about yourself. Mm-hmm. We have competitions that we do where we have business plans that are judged and kind of put through, and we see, is this idea that you have, is it a viable idea? Is it a sustainable idea? How big can this idea get? And a lot of that is, you know, the individual being able to come to a Tyven or any event in Atlanta around entrepreneurship and say to themselves, like, hey, I want to know if this is something that I want to be able to do, or something that I can actually, because being an entrepreneur, I mean, there's a lot of it's an experience in its own, but then also you have to really tell yourself, like, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to make an impact on the idea that I have, because anything can be innovated on, right? I mean, there's no really new ideas coming forth these days, but people are changing and being disruptive about what ideas already exist. Mm. So it's just that person, you know, just coming forward, like, hey, I want to do this, and I'm not scared to. You got to really put yourself out there.
With being an entrepreneur, you know are kind of a pioneer in your own right, and you certainly are making your own world for yourself. But do you find that is what, in my opinion, may be a challenge for some of them, that they need help, that they need to go to someone in Atlanta, because no, I can figure this out on my own. I'm building my own business. I'm doing my own thing. Why do I need someone to tell me what I'm doing wrong or to help improve me? So do you see that as a challenge for some of the?
So this is something I know Sue will be able to attest to, and most of our charter mentors will. Is that they wish that they had mentors. You know, at their stage to help them and guide them through the process. A lot of them to know it's a really big deal. It's a lengthy process, because you have this idea and you know it's going to be fun. You know it's going to be a brilliant idea. And then have you thought about what service providers you're going to choose? Have you thought about what it takes when you're, you know, right now you're $100,000 in revenue, what it takes when you get to a million, what it takes when you get to 2 million? There's things change. You're the stage that you're at, there's evolution that happens, right? And it happens so forth. And that's where really Ty really comes in and pulls the mentoring and education together, because these folks need to be educated on so that they don't fail, right? Mm-hmm. And the mission for the charter mentors is that they don't want entrepreneurs to fail. They want them to be successful, right? They want to, you know, put Atlanta on the map, themselves on the map, and basically innovation on the map.
So you're able to ask those tough questions that they may not want to answer, but they need to know to build their business.
Right, yeah. Correct.
And the mentors themselves. No, so the mentors that you have available there in the Thai community, how do they come to you?
So we have a really good the way that we engage our mentors is that these mentors, they pay to give back. It's a really good way to engage these mentors, because you're invested into it and they generally just want to give back. And that's our biggest differentiator, is folks like Sue and our other mentors. And one thing that's another big differentiator of ours is that we're part of a global ecosystem. So everything that you just heard about Ty, you know, all the passion that Sue has, multiply that by 61.
Why 61?
There's 61 chapters in the Thai ecosystem
worldwide
globally. Wow. So the great thing is that a Thai member here from Atlanta could travel overseas or in a different state and then get the same type of mentoring and engage with the same type of people, like-minded entrepreneurs, and just feel right at home. So it's like networking within a niche network. That's a really concentrated,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's a networking. You know, I've experienced this. If you get that call or email, you respond to it very different than a cold call or cold email, because you know you're part of this common community.
Right. So yeah. So if Sue and Sue as well, if she wants to connect with a charter mentor doing business in Sydney, Australia, or you know, in India, she's able to find out, like, hey, I want to expand my business to India, mm-hmm. or whatever. And she's able to connect right away, because the charter mentors, again, they have their own niche where they're mentors, they're giving back to the community, they know, you know, the personality of folks that they're all there.
And now you said 61
global
chapters.
Yeah.
Do you have any room for growth? Would you like to see that even get to a larger number?
Absolutely. I'd love to see it, you know, every state, every country, because, you know, ideas can spark anywhere, and having Ty available as a resource makes it just that much easier.
So that's great. So yeah, room to grow, room to continue to help entrepreneurs, as well as give successful business folks the opportunity to mentor and give that hand back down to those business leaders who are coming up. the ladder there. So right. That's good that Ty is providing that on both ends of the spectrum. So we're talking with Amin Serdudin. He is program director with the Ty Atlanta. And let's turn our attention now to the TyCon event that's coming up.
Right, and I'm so, so excited.
That's September 12th. It's right. Just right around the corner. Are you already ready for it?
We are gearing up. We are so, it's going to be an action-packed day of just inspirational keynotes, motivational roundtable speakers, and just really good quality networking. Mm-hmm. Amongst entrepreneurs that are there, industry leaders that are there, and it's just going to be a really good, energetic day of celebrating entrepreneurs and recognizing entrepreneurs.
And it's just a one-day event?
It is a one-day event,
and
yep.
It starts at what time?
8 o'clock.
And tickets are still available?
Tickets are still available, yeah. Get them while they're hot.
Okay, very good. So you go to TyCon2015.org. Yep. I like the name TyCon. It's like Dragon Con's this weekend here in Atlanta. So you got to kind of piggyback on that a little
bit.
It does.
In. Yeah, yeah. And it's Southeast. So, you know, we've had our chapter from Tampa and the Carolinas as well that come here as well. And it's a Southeast. So it's, mm-hmm. it's the inspiration and entrepreneurship celebrating all those folks in the Southeast.
And so somebody who may be thinking about either mentoring or an entrepreneur who may be thinking about joining Ty Atlanta can go to this event and kind of mix and mingle with some people who are already seeing success, as well as just soak it all in, all the great keynote speakers. Who are some of those keynote speakers that will be appearing?
Yeah, so just to give you a breakdown of the day, we'll start off with a morning keynote with Raj Palaniswamy. He is CTW. He's with CTW Venture Partners, and he will be firesiding chat interviewing Bert Ellis of Ellis Communications. It'll be a great conversation, and then that will lead into we'll have our roundtable speakers, which I think is the greatest part of the day. The roundtable speakers, because what happens is here is that we're going to have 20 roundtables with different topics, you know, all the way from big data, angel mm-hmm. or VC. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, you know, e-commerce, whatever it may be. But our members or the attendees that are there, they're able to switch from table to table and see the entrepreneurs, you know, in that industry that really know what they're doing and get advice from them and get mentorship from them. It's just going to be where ideas are sparked. People are running around. It's going to be a lot of good energy, a lot of good collaboration with the speaker of the roundtable, but amongst each other, right?
Right.
It's kind of like a really good, I always think of it as an icebreaker part of the day, because the keynote, you know, you sit there, you listen to, right? But when you get to engage in a conversation around a topic that you're interested in or you may need help with, that's where I see kind of like the folks, you know, the light bulbs going mm-hmm. on a lot of folks' head is just that roundtable segment. And then we will go into the Ty Top Entrepreneur Awards, which Sue will go into detail about. Yep. And then we'll end off the day with the closing keynote, Dr. Jay Yadav interviewing Dr. Ray Shanazi.
Okay. So exciting day.
Yeah.
Some high-profile business leaders. But I think the best networking goes on right around the buffet table.
Yeah, they go right around
that's
the
that's where everybody right. starts right. to put their guard down a little bit. Everybody starts talking, and before you know it, they're like, hey, I could do business with you. And
so that's perfect. So you know what happens is that it leads into each other, right?
Yep.
So you have all these great topics, and then you have food.
Yes.
Like, oh, do you remember that? Do you remember talking about that? So
yeah.
it's going to
people get real excited about those meatballs for free. Sue Bulkey, she is Grand Transportation Market Leader for Penton's Automotive and Trucking Group. She will be there at the TyCon event as well. And you will be handing out some awards, I understand.
I will. I've actually been the Ty chair for our new program that starts this year, the 2015 Top Entrepreneurs Award. And it's really a rebirth of an award that used to be run by Business to Business magazine for many years. You know, very great event with lots of successful business people in Atlanta there. And we saw that there was a gap, that there wasn't a similar program and a place to recognize people who've succeeded. So we started this year with our partner, Warren Averett, who actually had sponsored it with Business to Business as well, and launched the awards program. And basically how it worked is you turned in a nomination or you had to be nominated by someone and went through an extensive evaluation for us to come up with a short list out of the many, many great companies we received. We've got a really good short list that we will be talking about and mm-hmm. honoring at TyCon.
But you do have some key indicators that you're trying to, before you give the award out, make sure they do measure up and make sure that a top award goes to the most deserving.
This really is a great process. I mean, the initial criteria is you have to have between $2 and $100 million in revenue for 2014. So this is for companies that are already, you know, up and going and, you know, $2 million, much more successful than many people who start a company. So it's
up to $100 million.
Up to $100 million. Wow. So we've got a very nice range of companies here. So that was the screening criteria. And then they had to provide, you know, a pretty comprehensive set of information, financials, their strategy, their culture, and went through an interview process with people from Warren Averett, got scored, got reviewed, and had a very tough judging process to actually make the final list.
And then, so you have this, how many are in this final list?
There's 20 in the final list, kind of broken out by where they're at in their life cycle. And as I said, it was tough. I was there on judging day where we had, you know, arguing and negotiating and people, you know, making sure you understood the power of a culture or the power of a relationship with customers that they had. So it was a fun day, but it was a tough day because we've got so many great companies in Atlanta.
And then you'll announce those the winner that evening of the 12th for the Ticon event.
Actually, there isn't one winner. We consider all 20 to be winners.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah.
So we will announce them in a rank order. But we consider all of them because they're all different. They're in different industries. They're different sizes, different journeys. And as you mentioned earlier, the journeys were interesting. We had people who have just come to their success from all different places. And so they're all different. So we did rank them, but we feel like they're all equally important.
Is there any additional benefits that the companies will get once they've been recognized going after the event? Will they get extra mentor help, or will they be given another level of boost within the industry? Talk about the post-award for those companies.
Well, there's a couple things. In addition to a very big chunk of crystal that they'll go home with, we're going to help them get press. More press for their company via the announcements and the things we're going to do. And we're certainly hoping we can get each and every one of them the opportunity.
I was just thinking that they should come on the show after the awards.
That's definitely part of the
plan. Yeah. No doubt.
Definitely part of the plan.
Or we could even have a roundtable discussion, bring in several of the top performers and have them all here in the same room and ask them what it was like to build the company, then be recognized by Ty. We could go on and on.
Oh, that's a great idea. And we've got, I mean, because the process was so exhaustive, we've got a lot of information, so we could really put together some interesting panels on that. So they're going to get that. They're getting, you know, for some of them, they're aware of or even belong to Ty. For some of them, it's really an introduction where we are going to welcome them into all the mentoring opportunities that we have. And we think even they themselves, by connecting them, they're going to have we're having a special VIP lunch for them at Ticon, that even is going to create just what we talked about the whole day, the informal networking, the happening over the dinner table, the how can I help you? Oh, we've never met. I've always wanted to. The stuff that makes Ticon great, we're going to bring to a smaller scale for them at the event.
Just to remind our listeners, you can still get tickets for the Ticon event. Go to TiconSE2015.org. And that'll be September 12th. At the Renaissance Waverly Hotel out there in beautiful Cobb County. And so with Sue, what was one of your, what made you want to start giving back? You're a highly successful business leader yourself, been involved with many tech-savvy companies through the years that you mentioned in the beginning of the program. But at some point you decided, you know, hey, I want to partner up with Ty. What was that moment like for you?
You know, I think it's just a continuation of a journey because I had so many people help me succeed in my career and in my life. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think it's just natural that you'd want to do the same for other people. So Ty was really a continuation of that. Funny enough, I really hadn't heard of Ty until 2012, when they asked me to be a judge at their high school competition, which, you know, blew my mind. The quality of the business plan competition for the high school students, the energy, the enthusiasm, the amount of time the Ty people put in, you know, got me hooked to learn more about Ty. And about 6 months later, I became a charter member because it just felt like a great place to really focus a lot of my energy for connecting with companies and people and helping them. You know, you can do it from the point of view of running a program as I'm doing this year for Ticon, or you can do it very hands-on. You know, I've done a lot of great things with Ty, working with companies one-on-one through the COBA program, you know, accelerator startup days that we have, lots of opportunities to volunteer in a small way if that's what you want to do, or in a bigger way. But, you know, it's really not all just about giving back, because going to the events and the meetings and participating, there's the, you know, psychic income of I gave back, but there's also real learning. Right. And we've got great programming. And, you know, I don't ever go where I don't pick up at least one idea, if not many more. And I also never go where I don't make at least, if not more, one really powerful connection.
So it's part of your career advancement and a way to give back to the community all at the same time. And you're just in a great position now in your career to be able to do both.
You're right.
And Thai Atlanta is just a great fit for you personally, also professionally.
Yeah.
Very good. And so Amin will ask you a couple of questions about your day-to-day operations there. So I imagine you're planning pretty hard for this event right now.
Yeah.
But what are some other things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis at Thai Atlanta to help grow the organization and get the word out?
Right. So we're always engaging with our mentors, our sponsors, our members, just getting them access to mentorship, education in any way that we can. You know, a lot of it is programmatic. You know, they come to an event, they learn there, but a lot of it happens offline as well. You know, once the individual makes that relationship with the mentor, it just continues from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to do a better job of tracking that. But I think that it happens, and it kind of just we're basically the catalyst to help the individual kind of get this thing rolling, right?
Mm-hmm. So, and you're able to partner the mentor with the entrepreneur. Across professional lines? So one person may be in waterproofing, but you're partnered them with a, you know, technology operator of some kind.
So it's a good point. So what we do is we assess the individual, right? So we have the conversation, ask them. So with waterproofing, like let's say the individual needs help with raising customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's not really that many people that can help, you know. There's a waterproofing serial entrepreneur that's been
right.
Made like the greatest waterproofing ideas ever. No, so what happens is we find out where they actually need the help.
Right, whether it's in marketing, it's in customer support.
And that's who we connect them to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter what their business mentor may have succeeded in, but with that particular niche that the entrepreneur needs help with, you can find that perfect match for them.
Right, right. And it happens, and it takes a while because it has to be efforts on both ends, right? So the effort from the individual that wants to get the help, the education, the mentorship, being able to commit, right? Because if you really want to grow, a good change takes time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once the individual does have a stake in, is able to commit to Thai and able to, really take on it's the challenge of being educated, because some of these folks, I'll come and be like, oh, I know what I'm doing.
I got to take a long, hard, honest look at yourself before you can step outside of that and say, you know, I need some help in this department.
Right, right, right. Because, you know, you think that, you know, you raise $1 million in a year, you know, I bet you if Thai was a catalyst, you'd probably go down half a year. Yeah.
That's true. So you don't know what you could have done if you did have that, you know, support from mentors over at the Thai program. And Sue, for you, so are you currently actively mentoring some entrepreneurs out there? Or what is your kind of mentorship role like with Thai Atlanta now?
So there are a couple companies that I'm working with, not all through Thai.
Okay.
Because there's lots of great organizations in Atlanta, but I am working with about 3 companies right now in Atlanta and 1 out of town.
And you just work one-on-one with the CEO over there, or do you kind of sit in the boardroom and talk with everybody? How does that work?
It really just varies, you know. In some occasions, in 2 of mine, it's very informal,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And so they can call you in the middle of the night and say, Sue, I got a burning question.
Right. I said informal. I didn't say 24/7.
Right. Oh, that's good.
but
you maybe have lunch with them or sit down and just talk casually about business. Right. And other times you may actually sit down and do a whiteboard of some kind with them so they can really, you know, get some details.
And in some cases, they need more help. And I guess a point I want to make about Thai is we've talked a lot about some of the more formal things that are available, but really just coming to a meeting, and certainly ThaiCon, even if you're not ready to make a commitment, is a great event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some people who come from meetings time to time based on the topic, and they get a lot out of that and a lot of connections. So I think there's really a range in the way we give and a range in the way you can get back. So
is the one you don't want to miss.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. I was going to say, and if you're interested at all in making connections or learning or being exposed to some very successful people, ThaiCon's a great no commitment place. You don't have to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
That I mean, you're not standing at the door strong-arming them to join. Are you on the way out?
But I'm trying. But yeah, I'm trying.
Right.
So there's a whole range of ways you can connect. Sometimes it's just a question. You know, I was, I think a month or two ago at a meeting, joined a group where there were three or four people saying, I don't know, should I take private equity money? Mm-hmm. Should I take a loan? Some people are saying I should IPO, and they were all talking about what they'd heard. And I thought, that was a powerful, you know, 20 minutes for those three companies that were engaged in sharing their perspective on that with each other.
Yeah, one of the best pieces of business advice I ever got was take advice from just about anybody you can. So everybody wants to help, but no one's going to give you bad advice purposely, at least from the way I understand it. And so listen to what people are telling you. Make your adjustments as needed, but just know you're not alone either, that people mm-hmm. are there to help, and they want to help. Especially organizations like TIE Atlanta. So make sure you get your tickets for the September 12th event, TIECON 2015. You can go to TIECON Southeast or TIECONSE2015.org. And I imagine they can go to the Atlanta TIE website to get all the information, breakdown of the day's events, also learn more about the organization and some other events that may be taking
place. Right, yeah. We have a full calendar of events catered towards early-stage startups, corporate companies, and as we actually will kick off our high school program again this year on September 20th. So really great stuff going on and a really full calendar.
There's always something going on year-round, and just if you're wanting to get involved or you thought you may need help and just don't know what step to take, I think TIE Atlanta is a great kind of first stop for you to kind of put in perspective
on
what you need to do. So very good. And again, Sue, what, you know, being a charter member, you're a charter member mentor. What kind of role does that mean as opposed to just a mentor?
Well, I think it's a higher level of commitment. And as Amin mentioned earlier, we actually pay to
That's
get
right.
that recognition. So, you know, just like any investment, investment, I think any business person is thinking about your ROI.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about my ROI on the money and the ROI on my time. So I think you'll find that the charter members tend to be much more engaged. They are very motivated in giving back. Because you could, what is it? It's very nominal to attend a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a member for a nominal amount. You could just attend meetings and get a lot of the value of TIE. But when you basically, you know, put your money where your mouth is and say, I'm going to support this organization.
Right.
You tend to be engaged. You tend to be committed. I'm so impressed. I mean, what I've given back in my life pales to almost every other charter member, because these are people who are really motivated to give back.
And I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, or maybe I do, but what are some of the numbers of number of charter members, number of regular members, and mentors as well?
Sure. Yeah. We have over 80 charter mentors,
okay.
Over 200 regular members. And then our non-members are really engaged as well, too. Just again, it's the level of commitment. Right.
Right.
But we have a good ratio that we're able to help and educate individuals.
That's great.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on the Atlanta business community as a whole? What have you seen since you've been there almost a full year now, and some of your inside knowledge that you have about Atlanta today and where it's going in the future?
So a good friend at a startup just told me, why Atlanta, right? Why not Silicon Valley? Why not California? They replied back, hey, Atlanta keeps us level-headed. You know, they keep us very level-headed so that we're able to focus on our mission. So that's just about Atlanta. I mean, I love Atlanta, obviously.
Yes.
But as far as the ecosystem, it's a very it has the Southern feel to it because everyone's helping everyone. I think that not just, you know, us as a entrepreneur, non-profit, there's other organizations. We all help each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same mission. We just do it and approach it differently with way our programming's laid out and who we're basically catering to. But in Atlanta, I feel like everyone's helping everyone. The organization, we're able to collaborate. It's not just us doing something and say like, oh, get out of our way. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're willing to collaborate, willing to engage, and, you know, just help Atlanta and the Southeast grow and be making sure that it's on the tier, and, you know, we can butt heads with folks at Silicon Valley.
Right. I'm a Atlantan myself, born and raised, actually a third generation Atlantan. My dad and my granddad are from Atlanta. And I think ever since the Olympics came here in 96, our town has exploded. Right. We are an international city now. There's no doubt about it. And what sets us apart, especially in the business community, is we don't just have a niche business community like Silicon Valley or some of these other cities. We have cross-section of industries all over, and they can all come together. And Atlanta really is a bunch of little cities within one big city.
Right.
And so we have our own communities that we go home to at night, but we're still kind of pulling for Atlanta as a whole. And I think that's what's setting us apart and what's going to take us into the next century with being a leader in business all the way around, and with the international airport, the international community, the cross-section of industries. There's no reason why Atlanta can't be the number one city for business in the world. And I see that happening on a regular basis. So so let's see. So Sue, and you've been in how long in Atlanta?
I've been in Atlanta since 1989.
So you've seen it grow, and you've seen business grow.
Yep, and it's been very exciting to be here. You know, we thought it was a great town when we moved here, and just as you said, with the Olympics, with the expansion of the airport, and really with the change in the community, I think being an international city has meant we have a great diverse community. Diverse in every possible way, the range of businesses, the range of people and ideas, and it's just made it a fun place and lots of opportunity for all kinds of business.
Oh, for sure. And I encourage anyone out there listening, if you have not visited Atlanta, come on down. We'd love to have you. Like Amin said, we've got Southern hospitality, and that translates into our business community as well, and especially folks like Thai Atlanta. So so very good. So remind folks again, you can go to the ThaiCon event September 12th at the Renaissance Waverly Hotel. You can get your tickets. Go to ThaiCon2015.org and sign up there. So let's take our business hat off for a moment. Let's take our Thai hat off for a moment. And Amin, when you're not changing the world of entrepreneurs and you're not out there supporting the community, what do you like to do when you're off time to kind of unwind or get refocused? Like this long weekend coming up, Labor Day weekend. Are you going to be working all weekend, or are you going to do something fun?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say yes, but I know that I'll be on my laptop next to my grill. So
there you go. So you like to grill.
I like to cook. I like to stay active. Atlanta's just a great place. You have so many things to do in Atlanta. So
yeah, no doubt.
About Labor Day weekend.
Good. Yeah. This weekend's going to be huge. We mentioned Dragon Con. There's a lot of football games getting started this weekend.
Right,
so
right.
Stay off the downtown connector if you know what's good for you and stay out of the way, but certainly do relax and take time to yourself, because that kind of remotivates you, re-energizes you to come back and help others there at Thai Atlanta. And Sue, what about you? When you're not working your mini jobs or out there mentoring those mini entrepreneurs or sitting on a chair judging for the ThaiCon event, what do you like to do when you're off time?
I'm a big gardener and a big traveler, but this weekend, you know, Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, it's the place to be. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lot of company coming in for Dragon Con.
Okay.
So I'll be shuttling and running around.
Nice. You're not going to attend the event yourself?
I do.
Attend. Nice.
But, you know, as a mom, you spend as much time helping everybody get to where they need to get to as you do.
It's amazing how this event has just taken over Atlanta over the years. It started out as just a little convention, and now it brings people from all over the world for this Labor Day weekend.
It is really amazing. And sometimes you don't have to attend. You just have to be there to have that appreciation of, I can't believe all these people came from so far to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But it shows us off very well. People love it.
It certainly does. Well, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your time in the garden. Enjoy your time at Dragon Con. And Amin, remind our listeners again how they can find out more information about you, yourself, Thai Atlanta, any of those points you can make.
Yep. So you can always find us on Twitter at Thai Atlanta. And then also our website. Definitely visit our website for, you know, the latest information on our events, what we're doing, where we're at. And our website is atlanta.thai.org.
That's right. So follow them on Twitter, go to their website, and you can always go back and listen to this broadcast as well if you need more information. Thank you so much for joining us, Amin.
Thanks, Ryan.
You much success at the event. And Sue, remind our listeners how they can find out more information about you, about your role there at Thai Atlanta, or your company as well.
Well, you can find me on LinkedIn and just search for Sue Bolke, B BOEHLKE. And mm-hmm. I think they'll have it on the Radio X website as well.
And I see you have a Twitter handle as well. Sue Boehlke, BOEHLKE.
That's right.
So follow Sue on Twitter and hit her up there if you need some more information or would like to get some mentorship for there. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us here on Atlanta Business Radio. And we invite you back here anytime you want to come back. And remind our listeners, if your company is doing something interesting to serve your market, your community, and your profession, please reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor for making all this happen. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.